big greenhouse gas emitters in California are now able to buy carbon offset credits based in Alaska. Southeast's Regional Native Corporation is using some of its lands for carbon sequestration. Thousands of acres of old-growth trees will stay intact for more than 100 years. It's the first carbon bank in the state to be approved for the market. Sea Alaska Corporation says it's another way of securing a future for shareholders. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has the story.
Going up. On the fourth floor of Sea Alaska Plaza, there's a boardroom with an amazing view. A long glass window overlooks the Gastineau Channel. Beyond that, you can see a sea of evergreens. Anthony Malott gestures to the landscape.
We think we live in a very protected, amazing, sacred place on this earth, but there's room for economic activity.
Malott is Sea Alaska Corporation's president and CEO. At 42 years old, he's one of the younger leaders. This morning, he went skiing. But he jokes he doesn't feel that youthful with a bad knee. He started working at Sea Alaska more than a decade ago.
I was started in a time period where we could see effectively the end of our timber harvest without getting additional new lands.
The corporation manages around 360,000 acres in southeast Alaska. And Malott says developing the natural resources, like timber, was an important part of creating the first dividends for shareholders. But he says the original land allocation only represents a small part of the region.
It wasn't the be-all and end-all.
The corporation is expected to make money for its shareholders, but it's already cut close to a third of its trees. And not all of the sites left are ideal for logging. Their old growth stands next to salmon streams. So Malott says the corporation was faced with a challenge. How do you protect those sensitive areas and still make money for shareholders?
It was really the need to stretch our harvest and diminish our harvest from a higher level that put us in this framework of thinking, okay, what really is sustainability for Sea Alaska?
Enter the California Cap and Trade Program. Basically, big polluters in the Golden State receive an allowance to release a planned amount of carbon each year. To account for each metric ton of carbon, companies can use that allowance or buy carbon offset credits. And those credits represent an actual, tangible thing.
So we have trees.
Malott says carbon sequestration looked like the right opportunity. The money generated would help shareholders, and nearly half of the trees on Sea Alaska land could stay in the ground. He's quick to point out this land isn't locked up. The corporation can still develop the parcels for tourism or mineral exploration. And he says the project has already attracted a buyer. It's too early to tell an exact number, but he thinks the figures could be huge.
Multiple millions. The financial benefit of this is very significant for Sea Alaska.
In the past, conservation groups have been critical of the rate Sea Alaska has clear-cut its forest. But Glenda Kugel is a grassroots attorney for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. And he says that old model of logging doesn't make sense for the region's economy today. He welcomes the corporation's new venture.
We're excited that Sea Alaska is seizing this opportunity to explore those options. And we think it's good for their shareholders, and it's certainly good for all of us who care about the forest.
But Malott says Sea Alaska has always cared about sustainability and the bottom line.
The carbon project, is it a shift? It's a recognition of the way we've always thought.
He says the corporation isn't going to stop logging on its remaining land, but it's also planning to allocate more acreage to carbon sequestration down the line. As for what happens to the trees after 110 years, Malott says that's up to a younger generation to decide. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.